And then go on to some structured improvisation pieces.
and also El Niño Rojo that I'll perform later. These are pieces dedicated to specific people in Central America. When my first son was born, that was 15 years ago, was when I left New York City, and I, at that time, previous to that, was freelancing with the Echo is fantastic. I was freelancing with orchestras in New York, and a contractor called me up and asked me if I wanted to join the Puerto Rico Symphony Orchestra. I said, fine. And that's how we made our easy departure from New York. And then the orchestra toured Central America, and it was, for me, a fantastic experience to see a whole different way of living, and also at that time to see such extremities. We have in the United States huge extremities also between those who have and those who don't have, but it was, for me, even more extreme down there. So, in El Salvador, which was the first place we performed in, the musicians from Marimba Orchestra gave us a concert, which is wonderful. They were wonderful people. They had marimbas that were twice the size of this, marimbas that were two-thirds the size of this, a whole kind of ensemble of maybe six or seven different sized marimbas, and it was a wonderful concert. And then they cooked a cow on a spit in front of us and gave us that. So, this is my Vision Tree fragment song, and it's for the people of El Salvador. This is a composition, or by some people they call it an improvisation structure, called Jade Mountain Soundings. It was written for a bass player, Robert Black, and then I began working on it and I liked it, so now I play it. What it is people have asked me for, I guess, string pieces or pieces, and since I've never been concerned with writing, I can't imagine writing down the improvisations because there's no point to it. The whole idea is to improvise. But for other people, then what very often happens is then I draw things out of the soundings improvisations, and then pieces grow out of them that have a more focused framework. So Jade Mountain Soundings is, as you'll perceive, has a very clear focus of what the sound content and sound focus of the music is. And I don't know if Robert is playing it yet, but it's a strange sensation to play, to work on something like this for me, because I never thought I'd write anything for the violin. There's no point. I mean, I just play it, right? And all of a sudden I'm confronted by this composer who I don't know anymore because he's out there and I'm trying to play his music. It's a very different sensation. So this is Jade Mountain Soundings. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll just do a short second half. I'd like to play this piece I call El Niño Rojo. El Niño Rojo was the son that I left New York City with to get out of New York. His name is Yosha. And he has a very, very, at that time, even more so, very bright orange-reddish hair. And one of the places we performed with the orchestra was in Guatemala. And then walking in the marketplace, the native Guatemalans saw him and just grabbed him out of our arms, yelling El Niño Rojo, just like this little strange creature with his hair. And he was only about 4 months old, and they took him and they laid him down on the table in the marketplace, and they surrounded him, just saying, El Niño. I'm lucky you got him back. I wonder what happened to him inside the whole process. But, this piece is dedicated. Now, I guess it's, I would even say to the women of of Guatemala. And in my head, because of what's happening, has been happening, and probably would get worse in happening with Central America, I wrote in my, with help from a friend, and translated into Spanish, a short poem which takes El Niño Rojo and does something else with it. It's a very short poem saying El Niño Rojo, Rojo es la sangre del pueblo, which putting into English runs somewhat like red baby, the red-headed baby, red the blood of the people. you.